HR, head of IT, and we're going to find out who extracted the information.
And have you contacted Stings?
No, that's not our job. That's up to the city manager. That's up to the integrity commission and the police.
Okay, Councillor Ford, what can you tell us about this situation in regarding to email contact lists being taken from the mayor's office?
That's correct. Every councillor, including the mayor, has confidential email contact lists. Somehow, one way or another, the Karen Stintz campaign has received the contact list, which is confidential, and it's illegal to take information out of anywhere out of City Hall here. Numerous emails are coming through, tweets have been coming through saying that we have not contacted anyone but the mayor's office, and how is Karen Stintz receiving my email and sending me email fundraising letters? So that's a very serious concern when a breach of security has happened, not just here in the mayor's office, for any councillor that has their contact information. And we have contacted the police. We have reported it to the police and had a meeting with them. We've had a meeting with the city manager, along with the head of HR and IT, and we're going to find out who extracted the information.
When did these phone calls start coming in?
A couple days ago. I believe it happened Wednesday, I believe. I guess Karen Stintz's office sent out an email blast. Not only that, it's illegal to ask city staff for donations. They contacted 33 members, senior city staff, for donations. Karen Stintz's campaign has. Again, there's been a breach all over the place here, and I think Karen Stintz's campaign, along with Karen Stintz, has a lot of questions to answer how she received this list.
Council, do you have any idea how they got their hands on
it? We don't know, because the only people that would be able to have access to the mayor's office is the IT. And when the office was split back in November 18th, there was approximately 20 employees. Two or three of them are not at City Hall any longer, but half the mayor's staff went over to the deputy mayor's office. So someone, and I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, someone has received the information and has given or sold this information to the Karen Stintz campaign.
Is it possible an internal leak from inside the mayor's own office?
Someone, I'm not too sure. We're narrowing down the time frame. We know from September the 24th, moving forward, 2013, up till today, someone has extracted this information and has handed it over to the Stintz campaign.
Have you at all been in contact with the Stintz campaign?
No, that's not my job. It's up to the police to contact the Stintz campaign. I know the integrity commissioner has contacted the Stintz campaign about sending fundraising letters to 33 senior staff members asking for donations. Again, that's breaking the rules, to say the least.
So say some of the numbers here again. So how many people are you saying were contacted?
We don't know the exact numbers. We will be asking our list of tens of thousands of supporters to email us if they've been contacted by the Karen Stintz, and we'll be able to track down the time frame when we believe this information was stolen out of the mayor's office.
You say you've talked to police.
That's correct.
When did you meet with police? Did you go to College Street?
No, they were here over the last hour, and we've handed over all the information, people who contacted us. And we'll get down to the bottom of it. There's always a trail when it comes to emails.
What have they told you in regards to consequences?
They're going to investigate it. That's what they've told us, and that's all right now.
So why take it to the police rather than have it?
Because when you have stolen information, it'd be like walking out with furniture. It'd be like walking out with your computer. If I went down to the media outlet downstairs and I stole your information off your computer, you're darn right you'd be calling the police.
Council, that's legal, but what about internally from a City Hall point of view? What are the repercussions?
Well, that's going to be up to the police. Again, you cannot steal information and send it to people that have never heard from you. We had a call from a person in Calgary that kind of clinched it, saying, I've never contacted anyone in the city of Toronto outside the mayor's office. How is Councillor Stintz? I have my information. I'm calling the CRTC complaining, and the gentleman just went off on a pretty upset rant.
Do you know, are there any rules internally at City Hall or in terms of campaigning that
there yes.
would be some sort of fine?
Yes. Very, very, well, I don't know about the punishment. There's very strict rules that you cannot use your contact list. More importantly, you cannot send senior staff. The city manager got a letter. Everyone, senior staff, got a letter from the Since campaign asking for donations. That there alone, you've broken every code of conduct there is. So in saying that, I think we have a serious issue at hand here of theft. And I can't tell you how many rules they've broken on this one, but I guess Karen Stintz and the campaign has to start answering some questions here. And eventually we'll get down to the bottom of it.
So
okay, and
that's it. Legal
theft, as far as I know, receiving property that has been stolen off City Hall here. So I'll leave it at that, and I'm sure we'll keep you updated.
What if it was a third party just using the Stintz's information?
It could be a third party that have come in here and have given it or sold it, one of the two, to the Stintz campaign. But it's very clear it came from the mayor's office, and we're going to narrow down the dates, and we're going to narrow down the suspect.
So
thank you.
When did you meet with the city manager and the
thank
head of
you.
HR?
In the last hour.
So the city manager was with the police as well?
No, the city manager left. The police came in. Head of HR was with were with the police with us. Okay.
Gotcha, thank you. One last question. Yeah, just I know your brother's coming back on the 30th. Just want to know, is he going to address the people, address the media?
He'll be addressing the media on June the 30th, and look forward to that. Thank you.